Delta Junction celebrated its 50th anniversary yesterday with a look back and some encouraging words about the future. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Hundreds of people, old-timers, newcomers, and visitors all packed Delta's City Park on Sunday to celebrate the town and hear about its history. Delta Mayor Mary Leith Dowling, whose family moved to the town in 1960, said there wasn't much to see then.
Those of us that came here in forever ago, 1960, came to a spot in the road that they were just making into a city.
But since then, it's become a transportation hub at the junction of the Richardson and Alaska highways and the Delta and Tanana rivers, bisected by the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The pipeline transformed sleepy Delta in the mid-1970s, followed by the rise of an agriculture industry and more recently mining in the form of the Pogo gold mine.
So this town has grown up a bit in the time that some of us have been here.
But the mainstay of the area's economy has always been Fort Greely. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Cronus, the post commander, reminded the crowd at the park of the common history between Delta and the World War II era Army camp and airfield that became Fort Greely in 1955. The history between the fort and the town was briefly interrupted in 1995 when Fort Greely was BRAC'd, shut down by the federal base realignment and closure process. Greeley's closure hammered Delta's economy. The downturn lasted until the post partially reopened in 2001, when it was selected as the main site of the nation's ballistic missile defense system.
Fort Greely proudly serves as an integral part of the nation's ballistic missile defense system, and it is a national security asset. It is one of a kind, and there is no other installation and no other weapon system anywhere else in the United States Department of Defense that you can find that's like the one at Fort Greely.
Cronus said ongoing work at the missile site and a multimillion-dollar renovation project now underway at Fort Greely suggests it's likely that the post will be open for business for quite a while.
And this is a great indication that Fort Greely and Delta Junction are going to be neighbors far into the future. And I envision the Fort Greely commander standing here 5 decades from now helping you celebrate your 100th anniversary.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.